Okay, just I want to thank Rabbi Nachmani and the Mishpacha all these years sponsoring this shiurim. Zecher Nishmas is Heilige Father, Avinoam Ben Chaim, Zesham Shav Aliyah. Also the Parnas Hashana, Li'ilui Nishmas of Gedalia, Ben Reb Shimon, and the Shom Shav Aliyah, Mishal Yisim Simcha Nachas and Bracha. We're learning a maimer from the Sefer Shar Hanun, from the Mechaber of Bilvavi Mishkanevna, from Ravi Tamar Schwartz, to try to understand what's changed in our times, in order to be able to fight the Milchama of Yosef HaTzadik. We have to know who's the Ashes Potifera of Tavshin Pei Dal. By this time, Ashes Potifera is already an old bubby, and no one's interested in her. She's some old lady sitting someplace, you know, knitting socks for her grandchildren. No one's interested. There are other things we're interested in, not Ashes Potifera. So what is the Ashes Potifera of Achris Yamim, of Ikvus the Mashiach, of the end of time? And Rav Schwartz and other tzaddikim who are very, very, very connected to Pnimius, of Pnimius Atar, to Razin de Razin, Rabbi Shemai Morgenstern, other tzaddikim that Hashem has gifted us with in our generation, that they're watching what's happening, they see what's going on, and they also speak to a lot of Yidden from Eretz Yisrael and from Chutz Laaretz, and understand that the Milchama that we're in now is something that was never before. Not just because of the actual Chomer, the material itself. A person who was looking for something that wasn't nice could find an Ashes Potifera. In every generation, there was an Ashes Potifera. And you ran away or you didn't run away. But there's something different about what's happening before Mashiach comes. And that's what we're learning in this Maimer. On page Shin Ayin Vav, I think most of you have the pages. If not, you have it on the phone. But we're in the middle of the page. Kamak Darishal or Ein Seif. Once we understand what is it that we're fighting against, we'll be able to, the best of our ability, to be engaged in this combat, in this war of the end of time. So just the sentence at the top of the page, just let's review on Shin Ayin Vav. Just to review, if you don't have it, and it's a little bit hard to listen, try. There were always nisyanis in every generation that were trying to conceal, to cover the infinite light of Hashem, to keep Hashem's light from each and every one of us. The whole koch of Amalek is kiyad al keska. The whole malach of Amalek is to cover Hashem, to hide Hashem. Kiyad al keska. That's the meaning of Amalek, kiyad al keska. But yesh koch nosav shemaster se ein sof, zomar shemazgala koch shehu me'ein de me'ein shel ein sof. That's the nekuda pnimis of this maimer. All of the koiches throughout time that Hashem brought into the world to create that tension of zelu mazeh, of free choice, all of them were part of the Ma'arochah of gvulim, of boundaries, of borders, that come from the range of when Adam was created and he saw for Elamad Sci-Fi, or the baby inside the mother's womb is able to see from one end of the world to the other. But there's an end. There's one end of the world to the other. It's a big playground, but it has a beginning and it has an end. But there's something different now. What we're living in now is something which has a me'ein, a koch of ein sof in the world of Tumah, that there never was such a thing. It's not anymore from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Now, what is this? He says, shehu me'ein de me'ein shel ein sof. Ein sof is b'pchinas zelum azas olakim shel kivyochel o master as ein sof. That before Mashiach comes, this is the final test. that we have to contend it with and fight against something which is me'ein de me'ein ein sof itself. Where there's not talking here anymore about about totem poles, about statues, and those things were big tests, bismanim. Where there was a koach that people believed in, that the sun, but the sun was the sun itself is a finite piece of the universe. But there are others that worship the moon, and there are others that worship Elvis Presley. But whatever it was a chefza. It was part of the ma'aracha of misayfa or levad sayfa. Whether it's in the sky or it's in Memphis. I think that's where it was. I don't remember. So it's me Seifa, Levad Seifa. It was in that. It was in the gvulim of me Seifa, Levad Seifa. There's something else now. It's me ain Seif Mamish, such a thing. So let's read from the middle of the page on Shin Ayin Vav. The different hakdoris here of or ain Seif. Which help us to understand the zelumazeh of the anti Ein Sof, and how we don't have a choice anymore in our generation, us, our children, our grandchildren, unless they tap into Ein Sof, the regular stuff is not working. It's not going to work. It's not going to save us. The regular stuff. It's all part of misafir lemat sefer. We have to access the koch of Ein Sof in a very strong way. So he explains. Named b'ktsar, the middle of Shinayin Vav. Named b'ktsar, eschelik me'agdoros shel or Ein Sof, b'chtei lohobin ma'hu ha'zelu ma'zeh, shumanach kan. Let's understand on our madrega, on our level, a little bit, what's the hagdoro, what does that mean, or Ein Sof? And that's not saying who Hashem is. We don't. That's beyond what Hashem is. But when Hashem was a megala in this world, his presence, in his mitzvah is called Ein Sof. Reishis or Ein Sof hu or Echad. The revolution of Avraham Avinu and then Taurus Moshe was the shift from many gods to one God. That his galus of that truth, of Einod Mavado, was the revolution of Avraham Avinu. He initiated that revolution. And we're part of that until now. We're part of that Milchama, to reveal Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad, and all that is contained in the meaning of Echad. Echad doesn't mean just there's one table and not two tables. But Yichud Hashem, what that means, or Ein Sofu, or Echad, Zui Havaya Achas Kivyochel. Echad really means that's all there is. In Be'emes, the Mitzvah of Echad means to the exclusion of all else that has a certain level of existence, but it's not Elokus. Havchana nosef, which is a Be'etzem ha'agdor shel Ein Sof, k'fi pshuto mashu Ein Sof, ha'inu shel olam esgala b'or, oid v'oid v'oid v'oid. Another definition of Ein Sof, that it's, besides that it's Be'etzim, it's one. It's not many, it's one. Is that it never stops. Ein Sof. This R is od, va'od, va'od. On and on and on. V'avchanon esefes b'Ein Sof. Ein Sof l'hispashtus oiroi. There is no end to the hispashtus, to the spreading of its light. Now let's talk, he talks a little bit more about each of these, what this means. Lefiza, hakar shel ha'echad. The whole world of science for the past 100 years plus, really, Albert Einstein Ayid was his whole Torah was harlech v'soivei of this nakuda, but this began before, but for the past 100 years plus. What's becoming very clear is that there is something in the universe that unifies all that exists. There is something that everything in existence shares in common. Lefiz ha'kor shel ha'echad, hina kor shemachaber es kol nevarim kulam. This koch of echad, of Hashem al kenu Hashem echad, is that which binds together all that exists. Koch echad. Echad. Umitzad ha'kedusha, zeha'or ein sof, shemeir b'chol nevarim kulam. And therefore, in everything that exists, from the biggest mountain, the greatest mountain, or the biggest animal that exists in the world, down to the tiniest little electron or whatever that there is in the world, everything. So ha'ein sof shemei b'chol hanivraim. It's the same or ein sof that gives existence to Mount Everest. And to the little worm. It's the same or ein sof that gives existence. It's echad. La havdil, just a marshal that the grace is. Even when we use mishalom, the mishalom are not ever adequate. But the marshal that is very simple for our way of thinking is that you have in the house, and I use this many times to explain this, that a person has in the house all different kinds of appliances. So you might have a microphone, so you have a heater, you have a refrigerator. There's an or echad of electricity that's misgala in this thing as heat, and in the refrigerator as cold. But it's an or echad. It's called electricity. But it's an or echad. It's one or, but they're different kalim. And this or, that's called electricity, is mechaya, gives life to all the nivroim, all the creatures in the house. So this is a refrigerator. This is a heater, but it's an or echad. It's one or. It's just that in that kli, in that nivra, that's called a refrigerator, things get cold. It cools things. And the other thing, it's a heater. In that nivra, it makes a heat. But it's the same or. It's an or echad. It's a very simple but silly also. But it's a me'ain. Mashahu of a marshal. So there is in the house. So there's this one korach that's called electricity, and it's mechaber. If the appliances in the house could talk, and they would say, "Who are you?" They wouldn't talk about the different pieces and parts. They would all point, that there's in the direction of the electric plant, or the outlets. They would all point to the outlets. That's who we are. We're not. Yeah, but you're so different. You make things cold. You make things hot. The refrigerator says I'm nothing. I'm botul and mevutul ka'ayin mamish to the or ein soif. And he points to the outlet. He said, what's that? That's it. Without this. And all the people are watching. So what is that? Two little things in the wall, three. What's that thing in that little thing? That's the from there is the Mekor Chaim. Kiyemach Mekor Chaim. It's an Or Echad. All the Nevar. And then all the appliances in the world, everywhere in the world, every single thing that exists, all these things from billions and trillions of appliances everywhere in the world, everything is saying it's Or Echad. It's Or Echad. It's one R. It's one R. Many, many billions and trillions of Nevar. But there's no or echad that's mechaber. All of these appliances, pnimius, are mamish one, which is the meaning of Hashem echad. Shema echad. That's when Mizgal Mashiach comes. Everything is or echad. Peshin ayin zayin. Ukineged koyach echad mitzad kedusha. Ukineged. So we never had anything that we could speak of as being a kineged that. Kineged that. Even if you think in the marshal that we're using, what's the kineged of that marshal? A blackout. But we see that kineged ha'echad mitzad hakedusha, because everything has to be with a zelumazah. Everything has to have its opposition, its inverse reality. So kineged koyach ha'echad mitzad hakedusha. Yotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was never until our time. Yotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dor Basra, Hashem created. He gave man the intelligence to create to create. And here's another maimer on that one of the Cheva gave me the other day on artificial. Well, he speaks specifically about artificial intelligence, and that's what this is about. Yotzak Hashbaruch Hu B'dor B'Asra Kli Echad Shebetzem Mechar B'Skol Nevarim Kulam. Hashem Zohar created a kli, some sort of a kli, this koach, that's mechar b'skol ha'nevraim kulam. That, not like electricity that works in that particular location and for those particular appliances in that particular house or building. But there's a koach, and that's why this is so dangerous. I read somewhere that last week there was an El Al flight over, I forgot Thailand, which, Somalia, I think. Somalia. The big Rishayim in that country. And there was an El Al flight, and something with the controls, with the computer on the plane wasn't right. So Baruch Hashem, they have a way of bypassing or dealing with it. But this is the pachad, that when it comes to the computer, and especially when it comes to this thing with artificial intelligence, where it's, well, like we spoke about, whole virtual metzias, that there's such a thing, that there's a kli echad shebetzem mechar b'skol nevraim kulam, that there's this kli that is mechaba, that joins together all physical reality, is mischaber, all of physical reality. In ki gam hu adayin einenu begiluy of hashalom bechibur kol hanevraim, even though we don't see yet as far as living beings and animals and so on, but that's beginning to happen now with artificial intelligence to create a different reality. It's not yet, the work that they're doing on these things is not yet finished. But the direction where everything is going nowadays, the mahalach is very, very clear. The yesod of modern technology, of the internet, and especially with artificial intelligence, is a koach of echad. In Zelum, as there's a koach of echad now in the world, which has the ability to join together every single thing that exists, all nivraim, physical nivraim, me'akotzi alakotzi, mel galgalim hel yainim, even planets and so on, v'adlasata, all the way down, u'bechol eifanim she'eshlam b'imkein, zel koach echad shebetzem mechaber u'makashi v'skol b'nei odom. There's a koach now that if a person knows how to use it, can connect one person to every other person in all of creation in 1 second. It could connect every single person that exists in the world in 1 second. There could potentially be a chat that has every single person in the world. There could be such a thing where you would press one button, and you'd be able to send out a notice about that you're making a Shalom Zocher to Arkidekach, that there's somebody's in Africa, face or someplace in Singapore, and he's looking at this thing as Shalom Zocher. But you're able to make, and with one button, you have a very big chat. This is bigger than the ladies, in the five towns. You have a chat that's able to reach in 1 second. Every single person. It's a koach of echad, that there never was such a thing. That in 1 second, every single person can say, Mazel Tov. And they can show you on like a film, how people are saying it like, different languages, Mazel Tov. They're trying to say Mazel Tov in China, Mazel Tov. And the whole world in 1 second is giving a mazel tov. That is, yid that's sitting someplace in Muncie. The whole world is giving a mazel tov, and together, all together, mazel tov. It's an amazing thing. There was never such a thing ever that existed. You could put up notices, you could send letters, you can make billboards, but But in one button, that there's a hegetimsa, that every single person in the world, in 1 second, every single niver, is able to say mazal tov. There was never such a thing. So there's a koch of echad that's present in the world at the end of time, that there never was such a thing. That's mechaber makasha, as kol b'nei adam. It's kol b'nei adam. Now we're terrified, in our little world, we're terrified because we're afraid that you're afraid that your daughter and my granddaughter is gonna hear from somebody who we don't want her hearing from. I don't want her to be mischaber to this goon. And how do you stop that? Because if the aura is unleashed, and if that little group of girls knows whatever they're tinkering with their toy, and the button is pressed, then the bad guy is there. Like the bad guy. This is the scariest thing on earth. There was never such a thing in the past. It was a shaykhism at that. And this bad guy could be in Somalia. And this is happening all the time. There was a mice last week with somebody that's a 14-year-old, and this guy's making believe he's a 14-year-old kid. It's the whole thing with the family. And the guy's 42 years old, a creep. And he's already arranging where to meet her. A little girl with some 40-year-old sicko. And to make up to meet. This is a koyach of that ein seif in Tuma. Ad esras hashodim hachvanis, kol hakoch shel hachibur shayibarlam, until the last few decades, until a short time ago, the whole koch of chibur, of connection, shayibarlam, hayibakoch hashmiya shabaznaim. Maybe listen on the radio, there could be a report that can go out to all different places. Shubachinis, v'yishmu v'chaykim v'yavo. So you could hear, or you could see on the television, you could hear on the radio. Shmur v'chaykim. Shmur v'chaykim. She's a koch hashmiya shetzirosu ilaspashit l'marachok. Which, with radio waves, with the invention of all those things, and all those new kalim things, were able to travel far, they were able to go. V'im kein zeh chibur rak merachok. But the chibur was a connection which only from a distance. Avol bedor ha'achron mamish, but in our generation, our time, hischadish, sheh koch shel riyah b'chol olam kulu keheref ayin. Again, with the press of a button, keheref ayin, there's a riyah b'chol olam kulu. And in addition to that, there's also the possibility that they're now working on all the time of actually being in that reality, of experiencing that reality, not just reading a paper, hearing a news report, but being there. That's what's happening now. That with this kli, one can be makif the whole world. So you want to be right now with the Kaislam Ravi, everybody can press a button and can see who's by the Kaislam. You could see your kid and you could wave to your kid or something at the Kaislam Ravi. It's all in 1 second. So we learned earlier in this maimer that a person can't see behind him. You can only see in front of you. But in order to be able to see behind you while you're looking forward, it's a very simple thing to do. You need a mirror, right? So when you have a mirror, you can be looking forward, you're facing forward, and you're looking in the mirror, and while you're looking forward, you could see something behind you. That's what you needed until now, a mirror. And we learned that you could sense something, you could feel something, you could intuit something that's behind you, but to see something, to mama see something behind you, until now you needed a mirror. Photograph, film. Avamikoch also kli. However, with the koch, so that was until now, a picture, a mirror. Avon mikoch osokli nasa shakol acharayim hoifchim lios panim. What's happened in our generation? There's no longer anything that's behind you. There's no longer anything that's out of your range of vision. Nothing. You don't need a picture. You don't need a movie. There's nothing that's not in your range of vision. Everything is now panim. You're facing everything. All the time. You're facing everything. Im ken kol mahalach shel panim va'achor, the entire mahalach that was from the beginning of time, from Adam and Chava, who were first back to back and didn't face each other, couldn't see each other, that whole mahalach since the time of creation, where everything was divided into two ways of seeing, front and back, that's how everything existed until now. Shed achshav ishtan. That's all different now. All of that has changed. Mikan veilach, nepach ha'achor, and there's no longer something that's on the other side. There's no longer a sitra achra, the other side. What's the other side? There's no longer on the other side. There's no longer behind you. V'mezgala gam kipanim. Now it's mezgala kipanim. In your face. There it is. Kivyachal she'ev shalura's kol dover b'kol tzadim. You could see everything from all of its sides and in all in three dimensions, four dimensions, whatever, more. I don't know whatever dimensions there are. V'mkein ha'odim yachalura says ha'tzad ha'chareim shalom b'nakel. It's nothing now to see. And it's different than a mirror. V'barachov yosef kol ma'ashad achshav ha'yiv b'chines achor. Everything until now was anything outside of your immediate range of vision was a b'chin of achor. B'matzav shel hashta, ev shel uras osa b'kalus, zom ken koch shel acharayim, shegam bo shalit mitziyah shel ra. And achor, there's a terrible mitziyah of ra that used to be something that was not visible to you or was not accessible to you, and now it's a press of the button. Mekom mekom zeh akor shel hakli shemekhaber es kol olam kulo mitzat ha'echad shebo. This is the koch of this kli that's mekhaber es kol olam kulo mitzat ha'echad shebo. This is the koch of echad in the kli of one. That's me'ein me'ein Hashem alkeinu Hashem echad. In our experience, Peshin ayin ches. Umitzad have chanan a sefer shel or ein seif. Then we learned that there's another aspect, or geder, to this infinite light of Hashem. Shumitzir shel dover she'ein lo sof kipshuta. The simple pshat is, k'meishin is bar le'el, something that continues on and on. Says mezgala b'kli kivyachol me'ein koch shel ein sof. So what's mezgala in this kli kivyachol is me'ein this koch of ein sof. Uchemuvan bebriya ein dover she'ein lo sof. Obviously, in all that was created, there is a sof. There has to be a sof. We don't see the end of it. We don't know the end of the universe. But everything that exists, is, by virtue of it being part of the bria, it has an end. El kfisha kfar yoz de rabbi sayin of kol davar shum me'evel gvulaysav shel adam hasagoso hu nikra ein sof be'erecho. So I'm not talking about absolute infinity, because only Hashem. Only, we don't know what that means. But it's so because the universe itself is also finite. But as far as our experience is concerned, the kli that's now here in the world that Hashem created at the end of time has me'ein this koch of something that doesn't end. As far as how we experience it, it's something that doesn't end. Ha'bekol olam va'olam, which is one of the reasons why it's for so many people, it becomes almost impossible to put down. It doesn't have a sof. Until now, you have a taiva, it has an end. You have something that you're interested in, it has an end. You look at it, you see it, and this does. You know, but what you like to read, you read another book. But that on the same kli, that there's something that doesn't stop. And each thing leads you to another thing. That's what they call a link. Right? So every single thing is linking you and on. It's a whole shalshelis throughout all of creation. That if a person would live that amount of time, he'd be able to be linked to every single thing that exists in the world. He'd be able to be linked up to. If he would just continue with pressing the button. It would go on and on, and he would be linked indefinitely. Again, for those who learn this from, you know that the world, with all worlds, in each world, the Olam HaElyon, the higher dimension of existence, in relation to the lower level of existence, that higher one is, Chazal tells us, is called Ein Sof. Bishum she'ein lo asa sof shel ha'tachton, because it doesn't have the sof of, doesn't have the end or the ceiling of the lower world. So the higher level of existence or world, vis-a-vis relative to the lower world, is Ein Sof. Because when the lower world ends, that's the Sof. And then, oh, there's something else. So vis-a-vis the lower world, the next level is called Ein Sof. Mekoch kach, al af she mitzad atzmus shelo yesh lo sof. See, even though mitzad atzmus, in other words, when you go on to, you press a button and it takes you someplace, mitzad infinite and finite, that next site that the computer takes you to is finite. But vis-a-vis relative to where you're coming from, it's opening you up to something which is me'ein, infinite. Because it's taking you out of your Dalet Amos. And it's opening you up to something. So that next site that you're looking at, because then that next one also has other things to link you to something else. So it's me'ein, b'chin of Ein Sof. Since it doesn't have your ceiling, it takes you to some another world relative to you. This next world, this next site on your computer, is a b'china of Ein Sof, and you can continue on with that. Dover she'ein lo sof, which was nothing like when we were growing up. He had till channel 13. And then it became with cable, and it became that there was a Tesefis and a Reboy of all to go to other stations and so on. But every time it's not that one station is linking you to another station. You just turn the channel, you press the button, and that's an Olam Oymed Bifnei Atzmo. It's not that when you went from channel 5 to channel 7, that channel 7 was leading you or bringing you or introducing you or taking you to some creep in channel 5 billion, 200 million. It wasn't doing that. It was a separate island. This was another world, and the two has a two. There's Walter Cronkite, El Epdot. That's where Walter Cronkite lived on channel 2, if I remember correctly. And then you had, then you went to other islands, but each island had its own Dalet Amos, and it wasn't a ticket to a different world. It wasn't an opening to something indefinitely to be mispashet od v'od v'od. Didn't have any od v'od. It stopped. You went from channel 2. You went to channel 7 again, and then what we used to do is you just go back and forth a thousand times looking for something interesting on all the same channels, which is when they got the remote control, it became easier. You know, you don't have to walk over to the thing and start. You don't have to get up and start turning it around the thing. My uncles, my cousins, they got a remote control. All like the neighbors came. We were looking like, you know, whoa! And everybody got a chance to try it. And it was like, and how do you sit over here and it goes over there? And this is not a long time ago, but that was all you could do. You go back and forth, 2, 4, 5. You know, that's it. That was it. You go back and forth over the same thing. Just keep on going back and forth, but it had a very, very strong sif, and each one was a different island. It was a 2, and there was a 4, and a 5. It was a separate world. Again, that's not how it is now. That's not how this works at all. The technology, the b'chelal not. It's a me'ain of ain self. Well, Kevin she'ain lo is. That's how it is now. Masha mezgala b'kli hazehu, what's mezgala in this kli now, in technology now, sheyesh bo metzias shel ribui, that there's a metzias of ribui, shume'evil l'gvulas tfisas adam. But it's not anything you could press on the remote control or that just or the set or the buttons. It's me'evil l'gvulas tfisas adam. It's beyond anything that a human being can comprehend. It's not Ein Sof, because this is a world of Sof. But it's near a Ke'Ein Sof. We experience it Ke'Ein Sof. The Rachmanis is lying there at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's got to go to Davin at 6 o'clock, and he's lying there 3 o'clock, because this thing took him to the... This reporter took him to the next reporter, and this way I'm talking about it in a nice way. And this reporter took him to another reporter, and this reporter took him to the other reporter. This is an Indian of Ein Sof. It's a Bechin of Ein Sof. There's the quantity of information of Yediyas Mavhila. It's astonishing. It's astonishing. Mavhila is frightening. Meduba al miliarde miliarde Yediyas, trillions, trillions of Yediyas, Shakladam loha yochaladasle samariyam, that nobody was able to find out about or know about until now. Nobody was able to find out about. I remember when I was looking up to write something, a paper, how many times that I had, and I was meshuggah to find out this inyan, and I was working on this inyan and something, when I was writing a paper, whatever, in school, and I got on the bus, and I went to the library in Jamaica. And then in the library, I had to drive around for an hour or two, looking here and looking there, and with all the cards and finding and looking, until you got, and then in this book, the book sent you to another book, and you had to ask, where do I find this book? That for one piece of information, it wouldn't take a half of a second. And a million trillion times more than the books that were sitting in that library. V'yeshnam harbe noisim sh'odam af lo yoda klal. Shehem Kayamim, that in the past, wasn't that it just was behind you, or on the side? This wasn't bechlal shayach to you. V'gamim hu yada shehem Kayamim, and even if it's something that you knew that existed, hamed shayef shel kal b'klapeim hayom mu'at moed. Any information that you could get would be very little. How would you get information? Again, you went to the library, and the library didn't have on this inyan, and how did you find it, and so on. So you have to go to to the Library of Congress to get this. And they go to the Library of Congress, and you have to go, there's a bigger library someplace. So I went to many times, I made a special trip to Manhattan to go to the big library of Manhattan for a certain thing that's in the Svarim that you couldn't get anywhere. Latin America, had to go to the library in Manhattan. I had to wait there and give all the information. And there was actually a firm librarian many years ago with the Svarim to be able to pull out a safe. And then I'd get this safe, and I would say, no, it's not this one. It was a whole trip to Manhattan to look up something in a safe. This wasn't an unusual thing. And that was it. Ad Khan. That was the world that you lived in. Aval kahayon. But now, Ramat HaMeida Shekayemes Sham Himav Isa. The information that a person can access is, again, a pachad. Beyond this, the gvulim, the boundaries, the borders of the human mind, of comprehension. And now with this artificial intelligence, we were talking about last week, you could already have a hechetim, so where it's creating and thinking and reasoning, and you could argue with it, and so there's a mitzias that's now begeder me'ein ein sof. Mikol makom b'zeh atzmo shemunach b'kli hazeh mitzias shel ribui shem'ev l'gulus tfisas adam. Zeh gufa kisui shel al or ein sof. So in our times, Hashem has allowed into the world before Mashiach comes a covering of His infinite light. Covering to our Yiddishkeit and our life and the purpose of our life, which we're just on the threshold of of Mashiach and living a life with Ein Sof. Hashem is unleashed. He's released into the world. A kisui, a covering, an amalek. It's a bechina of me'ein, Ein Sof. Yesh kan koch kivyachol shel Ein Sof. Until now, you were worried about your daughter from the walk that she had to make from the bus stop to get to school, that she shouldn't meet anybody that's not nice. Nothing should happen to her. You look back now, that was like a joke. That from the two blocks to go from the bus to get to the, that was the pachad that we had, is, you know, that our parents had a pachad. What's going to happen from the bus to the, what's going to happen? Ain't Sof. What could happen? Ain't Sof. What could happen? This is a kisui. This is the Yad al Kaiska before Mashiach comes. The hand that is covering the, that is the Zelu Mazeh of Or Ein Sof at the end of time. Yesh kan koch kevyoch shel Ein Sof, shemak bilo Or Ein Sof, b'bchinas Adam le Elyon. Just like man is called Adam, the Rabban brings down the pasuk Adam le Elyon, because man resembles kevyochel in the strongest way the Creator. There is in the world now this koach that's Adam le Elyon, that it looks like it's God. If the Anshe Knesset Gedolah would not have removed the taiva for the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, people nowadays would be bowing down to their computers. They'd be bringing offerings to the computer. Maybe that's coming up. They'd be bowing down to the computer because it's like this is it. There's nothing else that could compare to this. Ein Zelascha. That's what it looks like. Ephes Biltecha. Ephes Biltecha. That's what it looks like. Even though it's Adam, it seems that way. Again, because it's not, of course, it's a dimyon. So it seems that way. It's in the world of Ra, in that world of Kilkulim. But still, it is Adam. It is that which it resembles this. Shemisra kivyohol kekor she'en lo sof. I mean, the ancients were bowing down to the sun because they saw it. It made their crops grow. So that was the whole kaiach, and it was nice. It was warm. So it was warm, and it made things grow. And that was enough to already have a whole of a desert. The whole of a desert, the Shemesh, was something for thousands of years. People were worshiping the sun because it had this kaiach. But the koch is a koch prati. It was a particular koch that the sun had. And already it became a whole elohus for the ancient world. And even now there's some people probably. But it was a whole elohus. And it was one prat in creation. It was a little prat in creation. Or a big prat. It was a prat in creation. And they're already worshipping that. And had all kinds of God for this, a God for this, a God for that. So this is Adamish. Avol mikomakom ze Adama. What's the Adama? Adama means compared, similar, resembles. Shemisraya kivyachol kekorach she'en lo sof. Because there is something now in the world that presents itself, that appears to be korach she'en lo sof. And there are billions of people that are bowing down to it. Not on their knees. There are billions of people that are bowing down to it. Akidekach, that even when it's the few minutes of the day when it's time to bow down, there's time to bow down to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's somebody sitting in a shul bowing down to it. It's a koach that was never such a. Never saw anybody bring a little television set into shul. It was just a thing. And there was a time that they made very little ones. I remember they came out with very little ones. Don't tell me you did that. I mean, some of you were smiling when I said that. I don't know. I'm not talking about now. I'm saying in those days when there was a television. Nobody ever brought a television. Shemishrakiv yochel kakarach she'en lo sof. Sheyochel ahastir lahalim es amitas ha'en sof baruch hu. So at the same time that in this part of the whole dimyon, at the same time that it gives millions of shiurim, and you could sit here and you could watch Rabbi Friend and enjoy wonderful Rabbi Krohn and all the wonderful shiurim that are your favorites, and you could sit and you could watch that while you're chalila someplace in Somalia, you could watch your favorite shiur. And there's this koach, unbelievable koach l'toiv, that gives a person the ability to be every single place, every shiur at the same time. But in the kilkul of it, so at the same time that it's able to reveal the Orav Hashem, because you could watch the Kaisel right now, and you could FaceTime your kids in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Nini of Kedusha to say hello to your kids, and they should see you, and you could throw them a kiss. That's Givaldi. There never was such a thing. The FaceTime is the most amazing thing. To be able to see your children, your grandchildren. It's a Givaldi good thing. But at the same time, that very same Kli, as much as it opens us up to the Or Ein Sof Mahamish Hashem, it's Master Umalim. It covers and hides the Ein Sof in such a way. Sheyoch Lahasta, Olahalim is Amitas Ein Sof Baruch Hu, that there was never such a thing that could cover and conceal and hide and prevent a person from having any shaychus to the Infinite One, like now, like this. Never ever such a thing. Okay, so we'll finish this part of the Mayim Mishnah next week, and we'll talk about then pretending in Pnimius, and then in a very, very practical, as I promised, we'll talk a little bit more practically.